This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The road racing calendar shifts to London now for next Sunday's London Marathon. The British capital does know way too much about terrorist attacks, and race organizers say they are reassessing security. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
It's the world's biggest marathon. Half a million people are expected to line the route, watching 36,000 runners. Hannah Carter, one of the competitors, says after the Boston bombs, it's difficult not to feel a bit of a target.
It makes you, you know, makes you do a double take on the whole thing, and I just pray that everybody will be safe.
The government insists the London Marathon will be totally safe. The UK spent $1 billion on security at last year's Olympic Games, which included a marathon. Jennifer Cole is a terrorism expert at the Royal United Services Institute. She says London can still draw on some of the fruits of that investment.
The technology, things like CCTV cameras and the software that can automatically recognise odd behaviour in crowds, is still state of the art.
And she points out London is already bristling with security personnel. Soldiers have been out rehearsing for tomorrow's funeral of Margaret Thatcher. This $13 million affair entails heightened security, which is likely to be extended to cover the marathon.
There are personnel around, there are processes in place that are going to be very easy to just carry on over into the weekend.
But Peter Lear, a lecturer in terrorism studies at St Andrews University, is not totally reassured, however much money the government throws into protecting the marathon.
Guaranteeing a complete and absolutely secure environment, I think that's impossible.
Of course, he says, you could stage the race inside Wembley Stadium and have the competitors running round and round behind locked doors and without any spectators, but then the only winner would be terrorism. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.